go! Welcome to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast with your host, Steve Schaubecker. Get ready to get behind the scenes look into what it really takes to grow a business from scratch in the firearms industry. Join us as we welcome industry titans, Second Amendment enthusiasts, and special guests each week. I welcome you to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.
Welcome back to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Steve Schaubacher, your host, and I'm here with another episode. This week, we're going to talk about something fun and talk about something to help our futures. So this week, we're going to dive into six keys to building a business that has value. So basically, we're going to talk exit strategy, but not specifically exiting. We're going to talk about the things that come before that. So as we're building our big business, these things we want to remember and to make sure that we focus on and do properly. If you do these wrong, you're going to have to do them later, which is going to take a lot more time, and it's going to probably strip some value out of your business. If you do these right, it'll be that much easier when it comes time to exit, and you may have options that are open to you that you normally wouldn't have. So without further ado, let's jump into them. So the first one is that you need to remember that you need to work on your business and not just in your business. By that, here's what I mean. A lot of times, entrepreneurs, what they will do is they will create themselves a job. They will make a business, but they will be so intertwined in every single part of that business that without them in the business, it wouldn't function. So as you can imagine, that really wouldn't have any value to someone else. Because if you want to get out of the business and you're not going to be doing all these things in it, if you don't have that prepared ahead of time and you're still working in the business, it's not going to work. No one's going to want to buy a business from you, have you leave, and have you so intertwined in all these different things that the business won't function without you. It just effectively strips all the value out of it. And really what you created yourself was a job and not actually a business. Harsh words, but very, very true. Tip number two. The second key is document everything. So what I mean by that is have processes in place for all the key things that you do. For example, I'll use Sheepdog for an example. One of the processes we do is how do we document things and put them into inventory? So obviously with firearms, there's a couple different things you have to do besides regular inventory. There's a thing called bound book, which is a record for the ATF. So we have processes that lay out that whole thing. So someone could come in, if they've been trained on it, there's a process written out that will tell them all the steps that they need to do in case it's not something they do all the time, but the process is right there. When we opened up our new store in Dyer, we documented everything as far as how we did the marketing, how we did the branding, how we did everything for the Dyer store. So if we want to open another store, we literally have all the marketing stuff already pre-planned. It's just really following a blueprint. So the more you make blueprints in all the different areas of your business, the more value it's going to have. The processes are going to help when you bring in new people, or if you start giving job responsibilities to other people, and in the end, what you really want to do is replace yourself. You want to replace yourself out of daily operations. As the business grows, you need to figure out chunks of what you do and what people on your team or who you need to hire to do those chunks of things. With proper documentation, it'll make it that much easier. And then that's also stuff that you can show when you're going to sell and exit to add additional value to your company. It's going to let the potential buyer know that you've thought of everything, that you have a system in place, and it's not just a hobby or a job that they're buying. It's an actual business that has everything all laid out clearly. And I always suggest just do the little extra on this. There may be things that you don't think you need a process for, or you don't think you need to document, but somebody else from the outside definitely would think you do. So when in question, if there's any doubt in your mind, just document it anyway. Just do it. Lay out the process, make it repeatable, and document it. The more repeatable everything is, the more it would enable someone else to come in and grow it if they should so choose. Maybe opening a second location somewhere else or doing something a little bit different. But having your processes in place and having everything documented clearly adds a lot of value to your company. Key number three to me is build your tribe. So it's easy to have a commodity business and just provide things to people. But what you really need to focus on to have greater value is building a tribe. Give people something to belong to. When you give people something to belong to, it creates the stickiness with that customer. and it eliminates some things that people would normally shop for. If you have someone that's normally shops for price and you're a few dollars higher, no problem. They have that stickiness that it doesn't matter. You need to have someone that feels like they belong, like almost it's you're creating a family. Like the sheepdog, for example, the family there, a lot of our customers will come in regularly. They'll come in sometimes even just not to shop, but actually just to visit. It's been great getting to know a bunch of them and getting to know a bunch of their families and getting to understand what they do and all those sorts of things. And we've been around for 5 years and we've had a lot of customers that have been around since the beginning and that always come back. And then I've even sent family members to shop at our new location, and maybe they live over here and they have family in Indiana, sent family over to the other location. So by making something greater than just something selling items, actually caring about people, taking time to build a tribe, it'll make that much difference. Loyal customers make all the difference in any business. And it's also possible these days to engage that tribe without having them in your store. So say if you're a brick and mortar retailer, or maybe even if you're an e-com folks, and you only sell online, you can still create that tribe of people that just absolutely love your products and absolutely love what you're doing and connect with. There's with social media these days, you can make forums where people can connect, Facebook group, however you want to do it, but you're able to engage those folks and keep those folks and let them be the red hot core of your customer base. Key number four, don't overlook the power and the value of your email list. I've known a bunch of companies that have had great email lists that they've accumulated over the years and not even realized the amount of revenue that they could create and the connection they could create with their customers through using email to communicate. The email list also is a great value add. Having a strong email list and be able to create revenue from that and be able to show that that creates revenue adds so much value to your business. The more email lists you have, even if they're not customers, even if they are just people that are interested in your product, haven't bought yet, but maybe you want to be part of your tribe someday soon, is make sure to constantly curate that list. Make sure to give people reasons to subscribe. Like, for example, one of my businesses, I love to run contests and giveaways. So basically, we're just doing a giveaway. You'll say, I'm going to give away these products. Here's how you enter. One of the key ways to enter that everybody has to do if they want to enter, the first step is to give us your email and subscribe to our email list. That's key. These email lists, you can have thousands and thousands of customers or potential customers, and that clearly adds value to your business, both through increasing sales, but then also just simply having the list of customers makes a big difference and has value in and of itself. So don't overlook your email list, the power of it. Make sure to take care of it. Make sure to always collect an email. If you're doing a brick and mortar store, every single customer that comes through that door, do your best to try to get an email. Even if you have to give them a little incentive, it's definitely worth it. Email definitely has value. As far as social media goes, don't hesitate to run a contest, giveaway, get people that you might not normally reach. And if you're doing paid ads, that's actually a really, really cheap way to get some good traffic and get some good clicks and collect people's information. Key number five, hire the right people and hire for the future. So for example, you're filling the position now where you have an applicant that's maybe a little overqualified, maybe has some extra skills that they really don't need. However, the big advantage of getting them on the bus, if you will, is that they may be able to fill a future seat or a future position that you're not quite ready for right now, but you will be in the future. When you're looking at potential hires, think to yourself, are they going to grow into something else? Are they going to be able to grow into maybe a manager I might need or maybe something else? And always hire for the right people. Don't necessarily hire for, to some extent, skills. Like, for example, I always like to give the analogy of a bus. So on a bus, you have seats. So first of all, you want to decide, is this someone that I want on the bus? You know, does this person align with my core values? Does this person align with the core values of the business? If the answer is yes, then most times you'll want them on the bus. If there's room on the bus, you'll want them on the bus. So now when you get them on the bus, you might not necessarily know exactly what seat they should be in. Okay, are they operations? Are they marketing? Do they have this skill or that skill? Or maybe they have other skills that you're not even aware of. Or maybe they have other skills that they're not even aware of yet. So by hiring for core values and for hiring for who they are, a lot of times the other skills can either be taught or they can learn on their own, or they can even just grow into a position and gain skills just by experience. So don't worry about so much if, hey, can they do this right out of the box? Can they do that right out of the box? Hire for who they are, because when you hire for the future, you want to make sure that you're getting people that can grow and that will stay with your organization and that really align in it, and that they believe that in what you're doing. They believe in your mission. They believe in your purpose, because at the end of the day, there's always someone that will come around and pay more money or have some other benefits that people want. But when they're really dialed in with your core values and dialed in with what your mission is, it's bigger than just a job. It's a purpose. It's a mission. Finally, the sixth key, and this one's important for now, and this one's especially important for the future. Focus on the problem you solve for people. Don't focus on the product you sell. So let me say that again. Focus on the problem you solve for people, not the product you sell. By that, what I mean is, okay, we sell widget XYZ. You don't want to focus on the features of it. You want to focus on this, what it does, what it is, those sorts of things, what the materials are. What you want to focus is why it's better and what problem it will solve. By focusing on the problem you resolve, people think about it completely differently. It's not something they want. It becomes something they need. And as you focus on this, as you build your business with your marketing, with how you're communicating in your sales process, it'll completely change the way customers look at it, and it'll completely change the way your salespeople or staff look at the product. Really, people want their problem solved. You know, obviously, there's two normal things that cause people to buy. One is to go towards pleasure or away from pain. And as you can imagine, the stronger of those two is getting away from pain. So if you focus on the problems, the pain they might be in right now, or the potential pain they might be in if they don't use your product, you can create a much stronger buying signal, and you can create much stronger marketing, and in the end, you can make your business that much stronger and have greater value. So there you have it. Those are six quick keys that people don't commonly think about when building your business. You know, even if you're just starting a business now, or you've been in a year or two, you need to think about exit strategy from the end. Right from the jump, you need to think about the end. And it might be 3 years from now, it might be 5 years, it might be 20 years from now. It doesn't matter how far that exit is, but it's always going to benefit you to start thinking about it from the beginning and building things for that. It's far easier to build a business the right way at the beginning than it is to go back and fix it and tear it down and rebuild it later. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Steve Schaubacher, the Tactical Entrepreneur. As always, if you think anybody would benefit from this podcast episode, please share it with them. Please remember to subscribe so you can get all of our new episodes. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. If you're still listening to this episode, that means you gained some type of value. So if you could share this to a friend, leave a review, and make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.